Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this segment, in our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Harvest Point in Austell, city of Atlanta. Believe it or not, bans right turns on red at some intersections. Tammy Slay's in the studio with me today, and she and I walk a lot. And it's quite often when people are turning right on red, they do not see us walking. So we have to pay closer attention to them because they're not paying attention to us. And believe it or not, daylight savings time comes up Sunday, March the 10th. I am very pleased to recognize that I have Tammy Slay in the studio with me. Tammy, so good to have you again
this
week.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for being here for two full segments.
Yes.
Two full segments.
I'm excited.
I love it. Don't forget, if you want to connect with us, go to Go Gaddis Radio, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S Radio. You can ask questions. If you want, you can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments or push back or challenge anything we say. You can share your ideas with us, good ideas, not so good ideas. You can just share your ideas with us. You can also request that we include your neighborhood or feature your neighborhood, do some additional research on your neighborhood and include and feature you during our neighborhood spotlight where we call out critical changes over the last few years. And you can subscribe to our podcast. Without further ado, our neighborhood this week is Harvest Point. To get to Harvest Point, you take I-285 to exit 16, which is South Atlanta Road. You go left on Cumberland Parkway, and the neighborhood is on the right. For those of you who are familiar with that area, and Harvest Point is a swim tennis neighborhood in Austell. The amenities include a clubhouse and a playground. And Tammy, your prior neighborhood in Dallas had a golf course, clubhouse, playground. How much did you like the amenities?
Oh, I loved the
amenities. You loved the amenities.
Yeah, I did. It had a pond. It had a walking trail.
I remember you loved those walking trails.
Yes.
You walked all the time. Mm-hmm. You walked all the time. Also, the Silver Comet Trail, which is a walking trail built on an old railroad tracks.
Fun.
The tracks are gone.
Okay.
That goes all the way to Alabama.
Whoa.
The entry point is walking or biking distance from the neighborhood. The trail is over 60 miles long and connects Cobb and Paulding and Polk counties and is used by bikers and runners and walkers and rollerbladers and horseback riders. It's located off the east-west connector in Austell. The neighborhood is 20 minutes or less to Truist Park, where the Braves play, Cumberland Mall, Cobb Galleria Center, and Cobb Energy Performing Arts. Remember yesterday when we were driving around at South Atlanta Road, Home Depot headquarters?
Yes.
Not too far from this area is where we're talking about. Also, if you're into trains, Austell is known for rail fanning or train spotting. There's a park near, you park near Broad Street, 10 minutes from the neighborhood, or Veterans Memorial Highway, and enjoy the many engines that pass through as they diverge for Birmingham and or Chattanooga. It's 15 minutes to the IT and Lodamia Terrell Austell Community Garden and Nature Center, and residents can rent plots for planting, which would be fun to have a little community plot for just planting. But let's take a look at what's going on in this neighborhood. There's about 150 homes in the neighborhood. In 2021, there were a total of two homes sold. They took 5 days on average, and the average sales price was $360,000. In 2022, there were three homes that sold. They took 11 days on average to sell.
Wow.
And the average sales price went up $23,000 to $383,333. In 2023, two homes sold. They took 59 days. They went from 5 days to 11 days to 59 days. What do you think happened to the sales price? You think it went up or down in 2023?
I'm going to say it stayed within 3%.
Well, wait a minute. Let's see here. So 3% would be 12,000. You missed it by just a little bit, but that is a really good guess. The average sales price went from 383 to 364. Mm-hmm. So they went down, let's just call that 4% maybe.
Okay.
And you guessed 3%, so they stayed within the range. So sales were still good in the neighborhood, and sales prices still stayed fairly strong. The elementary school that serves the neighborhood is Russell. The middle school is Floyd, and the high school is South Cobb High School. Again, there are 144 homes in the neighborhood. There are currently two homes available for sale. The two homes sold in the last 365 days, which means there's 12 months worth of inventory.
Wow.
Now, could be that both of those go under contract and close fairly quickly, but the past says that it would take a year for those to sell. Believe it or not, Tammy, in 2011. You want to guess the average sales price of a house in that neighborhood in 2011? That was the low during the recession in Atlanta.
215.
130.
Oh, wow.
130. So at that 383,000 in 2022, homeowners in the neighborhood have increased their equity $37 million.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
When you think about it, yeah. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So the 4% we talked about?
Yes.
Yeah, don't even sweat it. Right? Like from 1 year to another.
Oh, the 4% that right. We talked about it going backwards. Yeah. Yes. Don't sweat it overall because it really doesn't make sense. And the reality is whether it is Harvest Point, whether it is neighborhoods in Johns Creek, mm-hmm. Alpharetta, Marietta, Vinings, College Park, whether it's down in Fayette County, you and I were down in Fayette County over the last few days, I think home values are going to continue to rise. Mm-hmm. They might rise much more slowly than they did in 2020, 2021, 2022.
Right.
And I hope that they do rise more slowly because 17-18%, that's too high. That's too much.
That's a lot.
But my guess is you're going to see 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, maybe 8% appreciation in properties in Metro Atlanta over the next few years.
Yeah.
If you're the type of parent who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the school's effect on home values, you might should get a school chimp report. Okay, Tammy.
Yes.
Do you like a school chimp report?
I do like your school chimp reports. There is nothing else like it. I do like them.
They really are cool, aren't they?
They are really cool.
To get one, it's real simple. So every public high school in Metro Atlanta, you can go to gogaddisradio.com. You can click on school chimp, put in a little information, put in the high school that you want to use for comparison, and then do you want to compare it to another individual high school or to the average of all high schools? And it will give you all the demographic information, all of the real estate information, everything you want to know all in one report. It's gogaddisradio.com. Click on school chimp. Also, Tammy, if you're looking for homes for sale in Metro Atlanta and you're not finding what you're looking for, then we strongly suggest you start searching on a different website. Go to suremls.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com. It pulls listings from both listing services in Metro Atlanta. The First Multiple Listing Service and the Georgia Multiple Listing Service. How many listing services do you have?
We have one, and you're the only market I know of that has two.
Two. That overlap.
Yeah.
And so it's possible for you to search on a website online and only get part of the listings. And I know for those of you who are listening, you got to be thinking, oh my gosh, if I'm searching a place and I'm missing listings, I'm going to be livid. So go to suremls.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com, and that will solve your problem. Tammy, you and I walk all the time.
All the time.
This morning, we're walking across a fairly busy intersection.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic coming south has a red light.
Yes.
Truck. Black truck.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yes.
Younger male driver. When I say younger, not a teenager, but probably in his 20s. Never, ever slowed down. Even though we were in the process of walking through the intersection.
Yeah, we were halfway through that intersection.
Yep. And now me, I'm probably going to get beat up someday because I always make faces at people I'm just always like, what are you doing? Like, what? Stop.
I know.
We're walking here. You're supposed to stop.
And you're very protective.
You just scurry and get on out of the way. But the city of Atlanta, now this is from a listener question. This is from Michael in Lawrenceville. My son just turned 15 and we're teaching him how to drive in the Atlanta area and suburbs. He asked about the right turn on red and why some cities in our country allow it and some don't. I thought everybody did. And so right on red, you know, I've never received a ticket because I didn't pay attention to the sign at the intersection. But the city of Atlanta just passed a new ordinance. And I'll tell you where they're banned. Let me just see right here. The ordinance will ban right turns. A new Atlanta law will ban right turns on red lights in downtown Atlanta, midtown Atlanta, and the Castleberry Hill community. It will take effect at the beginning of 2026 and allow time for the city's Department of Transportation to put up signage. But I personally think banning right on red at some intersections is probably a pretty smart thing.
Yes.
Now, it said all 50 states allowed right on red, and it said 43 jurisdictions provided for a left turn on red. I've never seen a left turn on red, so I assume what they're talking about is the blinking yellow.
I think it's the blinking yellow
turn signal.
Yeah, because we can turn left on red, but it is that blinking yellow arrow.
If the regular light is red, you still have to have the blinking yellow to the left. I guess that's exactly what it is. I hadn't really thought about that. But do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea. Hey, don't forget, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we're looking for good contractor. Somebody to do residential handyman work, a good contractor who works in the south areas of the city. Go to gogaddisradio.com, click on contact us, send us a little information. We've got a lot of work that we need to do on houses down there, and we need to find somebody good to do the work. Also, if you're thinking of selling your house anytime in the next 6 months, you want to have confidence that you're doing the right thing. Do you need to sell it quickly for cash? Do you need to buy your new home before you sell your existing home? Do you need to improve your home so that you can get the highest price, or do you just need to do a regular market sale? If you'll reach out to us at gogaddisradio.com or call 770-497-0000, we will provide you with our seller confidence plan, where we make sure you know all the options. And our suggestion is you need to call us and have a conversation with us before listing your home with anyone else. Tammy.
Yes.
Tomorrow, daylight savings time will begin. Sunday, March the 10th, 2 a.m. local time, our clocks will spring ahead 1 hour, part of the twice annual time change that affects millions but not all Americans. And so make sure, if most of us don't have to worry about that, but make sure you set your clocks ahead. There's only two places in the country where they do not recognize daylight savings times, and that's Hawaii and Arizona. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about dual income no kid households and dual income with kid households and which ones are more likely to purchase. We're going to also talk about the class action lawsuit notices being sent to sellers, and we're going to talk about slam the scam with Social Security. Stick with us. We'll be back.